Welcome to Jam Session Reality Era, where we are spilling the tea on our favorite reality shows. From the drama-fueled Housewives to the legendary Vanderpump Crew, we are here to dish it out. Just a quick heads up, there are spoilers on this menu, so listen at your own risk. Hey everybody, it's Jeanette.
And Megan.
Welcome back to another episode of Jam Session. This is part two of two, where we are discussing the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City reunion. So in episode one, all we really talked about was Monica, enough about Monica. So now let's talk about our other favorite ladies and our opinions on what we saw this season.
I'm ready to talk about these other girls.
Yay!
I want to talk about Lisa.
Lovely Lisa.
Yep, lovely Lisa. Do you think that it's problematic that her family is not like the traditional Mormons?
No. I feel like even if everyone's part of a church or a club or whatever, there's no two people or families that are doing things exactly the same. And I feel like as time goes by, things modernize or change, you know?
You know, like you've seen Heather talk about how you can't drink apparently when you're Mormon. And there's like, you have to dress, I guess, a certain way, or you should dress a certain way, be more modest.
Yeah.
And Lisa's like, no, I just kind of pick and choose.
Yeah.
What we do.
She's a Mormon 2.0.
That's what she calls herself, Mormon 2.0.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only reason why I was asking is because of her son in the mission with doing the missionary Mormon stuff. And since he's not like a traditional Mormon.
Yeah.
Do you think that it would make it harder for him to do these missions because he has been raised Mormon 2.0, but he's doing missions with Mormon 1.0.
I'm sure he's going to learn a lot. It might be a little shock for him, but we'll see how that goes. I think that's where Heather gets frustrated, because Heather is a, or was a Mormon, like by the book, crossed all her T's, dotted all her I's, and it's probably frustrating for her to hear Lisa say she's a Mormon, but she's not doing all the things that Heather had to do, and they just had different experiences with it, and I'm sure that's frustrating for her, but at the end of the day, you gotta do what works for you, you do you. I don't know.
I think that I would want to, if I was a Mormon, I'd want to do it Lisa's way. Honestly.
Yeah. Pick and choose.
Yes.
Which things you want to stick to.
Yeah. Getting drunk in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Getting drunk. Woo. While we're talking about Lisa and her son's mission. So she said that Jack isn't going on his mission because of his visa. So he's in California, but he's still Columbia bound. I'm confused.
Well, I actually had a note about his passport or visa as well. He sent a shirtless photo of himself for his photo, right? And to me, it kind of comes across as entitled little shithead. Like, I don't think he doesn't want to go to college.
Right.
I don't think he wants to go on the mission either.
Yeah, I was really confused about that choice, honestly.
Like, why aren't you sending a regular photo? Because I feel like he did that on purpose to delay. To delay him going to Columbia.
That's a possibility.
With Mormon 1.0s. So now he's just kind of hanging out in Cali.
Yeah, that could be it. Maybe he's delaying it. Or maybe that shirtless photo, like the light was really good. His abs were on fleek. Like his jawbone was just perf. And he's like, this is a
chiseled
bomb ass picture of me. I want this one on my passport. Because passports are for a long time. Okay, you have to keep them for a long time. My passport photo is so hideous.
I don't think I've ever seen a good passport photo. It's like a yearbook photo.
Maybe that's why he picked that picture. He's like, man, this one's really good.
Are you smiling in your photo?
No, you're not allowed to smile.
I just saw that. I just saw that you're like just supposed to, it's like a mugshot. I think I'd even smile in my mugshot, maybe.
I will say when I was his age, I didn't know anything about passports.
I don't know anything about passports now.
Maybe he was just ignorant to the thing, or maybe he was like what you're saying. Maybe he did it on purpose to delay.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, he is a teenage boy.
Yeah, but I think I've always thought of passports, even when I was his age, as something very professional. It's a government document.
Yeah, that's true.
So I don't think I would have been sending my bikini pics in, but
I don't think he realizes how lucky he is to have his mom and dad, because I feel like Lisa and her husband are very smart. They're very goal-oriented. They're business people. They've really helped him learn how to build a business, run a business.
Yeah.
But without them,
he wouldn't have it.
Right. Yeah, and I'm just like, do you think all this stuff is so easy and it's just a joke because you've grown up where you've got to have these opportunities? That I think is wonderful that Lisa shows her children like how to do financing and business stuff. That is fantastic. But
I agree.
I think he takes advantage of it because he doesn't know another life.
Right.
But her kids seem like good kids. For the most part, her kids seem like good kids. They're kids. They're regular kids.
Yeah, and they grew up in this environment. They don't know any better.
Yeah.
They definitely have a lot more privilege, I guess is the word.
That would be
the hashtag blessed. I don't know. Whatever.
Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag blessed.
I feel like out of all the housewives, Lisa lives the most glamorous life.
Yeah.
And didn't you do some research where she is the most wealthy?
On Google.
Yeah. Google knows everything.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, would you be interested in being Lisa for a week? And what would you do with all of your jewels?
I would like to know where I can sign up. I would totally live Lisa life for a week. And as for my jewels, I would wear them all. And I would try really hard not to get them lost in the bathroom.
That, good, good. Saran wrap them. Once you put them on, Saran wrap it to your body.
No, or get a little fishing line on each one and have it attached to my clothes somehow. So if it slips off, it'll be stuck to my shirt on fishing line.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, but maybe Lisa should have a spinoff show where it's Lavish Life with Lisa and you just get to live the life of Lisa for a week. Wouldn't that be fun?
I would watch a spinoff with Lisa.
I think I would too. She's pretty funny.
Try it. She is funny.
I think that's all our Lisa questions.
Yeah, I think that wraps up Lisa, you beautiful girl.
Beautiful. I just want you to know you're my favorite girl.
Barlow, oh.
That was good. All right, let's talk about Meredith a little bit. Would you like to be called a trampoline with eyes?
No. Oh my God. No, dude.
Why not though? That means your skin's tight.
No, I would not want to be called a trampoline with eyes. I don't know why, but to me it sounds slutty. And
really? Oh, like you're bouncing on people's beds all day and all night?
Yeah, like how many people are bouncing on my face?
I never thought of it like that.
That is instantly what I thought. And I'm like, oh my God. But then to hear Angie say like, no, it's because you have really nice, firm, tight skin and these beautiful eyes. I'm like, Angie, girl, you're funny.
She is funny.
And what like a clever, when you think about it that way, like that is so clever.
Yeah.
But no. So, but you would.
Oh, want... yeah. I would want people to call me a trampoline with eyes. When she first said it, she was like, that's a compliment. And I was racking my brain trying to think of how is that a compliment? I'm so glad she explained it. I would have never figured that out.
Me neither. I think Angie's funny.
She is.
I don't really have anything for Meredith written down. I liked her this season. I just don't have anything for her.
Yeah.
But I do have something about Angie while we're talking about her.
Okay.
Do you think that she's going to be a strong cast member in the next season?
I really liked seeing more of Angie. And I liked that we got a peek inside of her life and her home.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to see more Angie. I think some of the bigger and more aggressive personalities kind of drowned her out this last season. Because I feel like she was trying to talk and she was trying to have her opinion. But somehow she'd always just get drowned out. And yeah. I'm like, no, let her talk. Like, I wanted to hear what she had to say.
Yeah, like, if they think she's in the Greek mafia, like, wouldn't you want to not cut her off? Wouldn't you want right? to listen to her?
Cut me off, I'm going to cut you.
Yeah, I want to see more of her next season.
Maybe with Monica gone and things, like, cool down a bit, maybe we can get to know Angie. And she seems like a really classy lady.
She does.
So maybe she can, like, lift the group up with her sassy, classy self. I don't know.
I loved that she invited everybody over to her house for Greek Easter.
Yeah, that was cool.
I really like Real Housewives of Salt Lake City because I feel like there's such a different dynamic that I'm not used to and that I don't know anything about. So when I'm mm-hmm. watching it, it's almost like you get to learn new information about everybody's culture and their religion.
Yeah.
So I really like Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, and I hope that they bring it back and that she's in there.
Yeah.
In their like swimwear. So my other question for Angie is, do you feel bad for her? And let me just break it down why I'm asking this.
Okay.
She knew Monica through Jen. Like, they knew each other. That was, like, Jen was the common denominator.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like Monica and Angie were friends when the season started airing. Like, that was somebody that Angie could talk to. Well, we did see that Angie had a very turbulent relationship with Meredith
mm-hmm.
this season. But in the end, it ended up working out and they were able to become friends. And Monica was so upset that Angie, like, forgave Monica and that they became friends. And she's like, well, why can't you forgive me? Well, why? It's like Monica just feels that she should be given all this grace too. But Angie said, Meredith never pretended to be my friend. And that shit hit because Meredith mm-hmm. did not pretend to be Angie's friend. Like, you knew they didn't like each other. You knew they had problems with each other.
Yeah.
And then they were able to resolve it. But to have somebody that is supposed to be your friend and that you're close to and they fuck you over. Like, I felt bad for her. And I was just kind of wondering if you did.
Yeah, I think that would suck to realize that your only quote unquote friend wound up being a complete fraud. And I really hope that she has someone next season or that she can build her relationship with the girls that are there now.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a friend, because that would suck. I think she's a nice girl.
I want to say that her and Meredith are going to get close next season.
Ooh, that's your prediction?
That's my prediction.
I don't know. Something about her, I just feel like she's going to swoop in and, I don't know, maybe this is putting too much expectations and pressure on her, but I think she's just going to turn around and make all these girls get along and be positive.
Yeah, because she doesn't like confrontation. She will engage in confrontation. She's not afraid mm-hmm. to speak her mind. She will tell you what it's like, but she doesn't like the confrontation. She does want everybody to get together and get along. And she seems just very loving and caring and friendly. So mm-hmm. yeah, maybe she'll be able to connect these ladies on another level.
Yeah. And she seems more level-headed. Like, she stays mostly calm and keeps her class about her.
She's very
classy. And tries
classy.
To get people to get stay positive and move on. So maybe she'll be good for morale. Maybe she'll help boost morale next season. All right. So I was glad to see Mary. Mary came to visit.
Mary came.
She was on part two of the reunion. And they reminded me that she didn't show up last reunion. And I forgot about
that. Yeah, me too.
And I was like, oh, I'm glad she showed up this time. And she looked so good. I think she looked really good. And as usual, she did not hold back.
She never does.
There was something that bothered her that I thought was so random.
Oh my God, I know what you're going to say.
She didn't like that Angie touched her with her cake fingers.
And Angie was like, I'm so sorry. Like,
yes, I'm a really touchy person. Sorry.
And she is. She even went, as she's talking about how she's a touchy person, she goes to touch Mary, and Mary's like, no, don't touch me.
I just thought that was funny. Would you be annoyed if someone was touching you with their cake fingers?
Yeah, I would. I don't know
if I'd notice. I don't know.
They have really expensive clothes. You know, true. Like, they're not getting their shit at Marshall's like we are. They're getting their stuff from Chanel, Gucci, Prada, and all that. So I imagine having cake fingers on your expensive designer clothes would be annoying. I don't think it's a reason to write somebody off. Like, you're dead to me, you little cake finger.
Mary also did not hold back on poor Heather.
Oh my God.
In your opinion, what is worse? Would you rather someone tell you your house is ugly or like question your design choices? Or would you rather be called inbred?
Is this a real question?
Yes.
I would be so much more offended being told that I look inbred. So offended. That's the type of shit that gets you into the plastic surgery office and you're like, you see this? Make it completely different.
Yes, I'd like to get a new face, please. Thanks.
I'd like to not look like my brother. Thank you.
Well, according to Mary, she thinks it's more offensive if you insult someone's house decor.
I feel like maybe I missed something. But I don't think that Heather was talking poorly about Mary's house. She was saying, like, it is a little cluttered, but not like, she didn't say it like it's cluttered. She was like, yeah, very eclectic. It's eclectic.
Yeah.
It's exactly what I thought Mary's house would be like. It's so different and Mary's so different. I didn't feel like she was talking trash about Mary's house, but Mary took that as like, oh, yeah, you little.
You think my chairs look like they came from Whoville?
Hmm? You little incest inbred? Get out of here.
Yeah, I don't think that Heather's comments were that bad. But
which do you think is worse?
Being called inbred.
Definitely.
Like, I don't give a shit if you don't like my fake plants in the corner and my baskets on the wall. I don't have to walk out into public with my home decor. I do have to walk out into public with this face. So.
And whenever Heather asked her about it too, Mary's just so like, I do think that.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. Like, she doesn't hold back. She does not hold back.
Well, that leads me to my last question about Mary. Do you want to see more of Mary? Do you want her to be on the next season?
I don't mind seeing more Mary. I feel like we don't get to see enough of her. Mm-hmm. There are some really weird things about Mary.
Yeah.
Like, okay, first of all, your son lives with you still.
Yeah.
And so does his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Wife. Still don't know anything. Don't know about that.
That's public record. Like, that, I feel like that would be so easy to find out if they're really married.
Well, the son was like, yeah, kind of. How are you kind of married?
I don't get it.
Why don't you know what's going on? Why don't you kick your son and his wife out of your house and let them live in their own house because they're married now? And then Mary's like, oh, yeah, I heard them doing it. And his girlfriend was being so over the top. And she's like, you don't do that. Don't do that. Like, don't make him think it's good. I know it's not. Like, Mary.
Don't blow his head up.
Yeah, don't blow his head up. I'm like, girl.
Oh my gosh. That was so funny when she said that.
Yeah. So Mary, she's entertaining. What I didn't like about Mary at the reunion, though, was she told Heather that she thinks she's racist.
Whitney. She told Whitney.
Whitney. Sorry, not Heather. Whitney. And, I mean, I've never spent time with Whitney, but just from my perspective, what I've seen, that doesn't come off at all.
Like, no, and Whitney even specifically asked her, was it anything I have specifically done or said to you that would make you feel that way? And Mary said no. She just explained that the Mormon church is based on racism, which I did not know, but apparently I didn't know that Heather either. Heather confirmed.
Yeah, all the girls were like, yeah, that's true. And I'm like, what? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I don't know if that was quite fair to call her that without having a solid explanation besides her religion or...
Yeah, that she's not even a part of anymore.
That was kind of hurtful, I think, to throw that at Whitney.
I think so, too. And I do feel like Whitney kept her composure and was really... When she asked her, like, is there something that I did or said to you? It's like she genuinely wanted to know, have I hurt you and what have I done? And it's a no, you haven't. And she's just like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I just thought she was really respectful because I feel like if somebody said that to me, I'd be like, are you fucking kidding me?
Right.
You know, so I didn't think that was very fair, but.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know the foundation of the Mormon religion.
Yeah, that was new news to me.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, I like Mary. She was sprinkled in.
Sprinkle, sprinkle.
She added some funny commentary, and that's what I like about her.
And we do love that she's here for the food.
Yes, and I can respect the food. The food.
The food. It's the best part of any function.
Yeah, she's like, I'm not participating. Take me to McDonald's. Can you take me to McDonald's? I want a fish filet. And they're just driving her, Miss Daisy, around.
In the bus, like the big party bus. The big old
Sprinter van. Taking her to McDonald's, getting her french fries, getting her fish. I'm like, oh my God, I love that.
And I love that for Mary. I love that she's not above McDonald's because I wanted McDonald's last night and didn't get it. And the fish filet sandwiches, they hit. Oh, they're so good.
Extra tartar sauce.
Oh my God, maybe I'll go to McDonald's today.
Put that craving to rest.
So my next girl, I want to talk about Heather. Fucking Heather, dude.
Oh, Heather.
I kind of got annoyed with Heather.
There was a lot to unpack with Heather.
Yeah.
I actually thought that the season or part three of the reunion, I thought it was going to be all about Monica and her burn book. But since that was such a flop, it really became more about Heather in the part three to me.
Oh, yeah. Heather was sitting in the hot seat.
Yeah.
Yes, because what she had done. For those of you who follow Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, and if you don't, we'll explain it real quick. Last season, Heather mysteriously, those are air quotes, got a black eye. And
Shiner, too, man.
It was a bad black eye, yeah.
And I want to add that there wasn't just a black eye. There was scratches down her arms, too.
Yes. I forgot about the scratches. Good. Yes. Okay. So black eye, scratches, right? But she has no idea how it happened. She has no recollection at all.
Yeah, because they'd been drinking.
And I've drank to the point where I don't remember things. That has happened. Okay. Well, I feel like it kind of got laid to rest this season. But last season, she had said, I don't know how it happened. It could have been, I could have fallen. It could have been Jen. It could have been one of the producers. Who knows? Or it could have been production. Or she threw out that it could have been production.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that Heather should face some type of consequence for putting the producers of the show in the line of fire with her black eye story? Because I feel like she really could have gotten them in a lot of trouble. especially since there was no filmed evidence of what happened.
That was a pretty serious allegation that could have affected people's jobs, people's families. That was not cool. Part of me feels like she has been punished enough with the whole Jen stuff, but that still doesn't mean that she shouldn't have a consequence for her actions.
Right.
But I also think, this is me thinking really deeply into this, that she picked a really good time to come out with that. Like, oh, actually, it was Jen. Because her admitting this when all this Monica shit was going down kind of took a little bit of the heat off of her admitting this right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of provided a little bit of a cushion.
Yeah, like it wasn't just so out of the blue where we find out on the reunion.
Yeah, because imagine if this came out and there was no Monica drama. It would be all about Heather's black eye.
It would have been.
But now everything's all about Monica and then there's Heather's black eye. But I don't know. I still think she's getting a lot of heat for it, but I do think that Monica's situation is cushioning her a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah, because honestly, I don't know, like, how much Andy was really unhappy about it. Like, Andy,
I don't blame him, yeah.
Yeah, Andy was really upset about that. And a part of me would not be surprised if Heather was asked not to come back.
Yeah.
Because of the position it kind of put the producers in the show and Bravo.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm also like, Heather's been a good girl, you know, maybe she'll get a slap on the wrist.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll get a pay cut.
Yeah. No one did get fired, right? No one did get sued or in trouble.
Not that I know of.
I think that would make it a solid yes. She right. should get in trouble and kicked off or something. But accusations still suck. I just don't know enough about what exactly happened in the background with production when she threw this shit out.
Right.
But that is another liability.
Mm. Yeah, and something that I didn't like was she still doesn't tell us what happened.
Yeah.
She still didn't tell us what the fuck happened. And it annoys the shit out of me because, cool, we know that Jen did it. We kind of all knew anyways that Jen did it. It's not like, oh, shocker. We knew it. Why? Why? And why aren't you saying anything? Why are you still protecting her? Like, what kind of dirt does she have on you where you can't just say what happened?
Do you think Heather knows exactly how she got this black eye?
I do think she knows exactly how she got it.
I do too.
And I think that she just... I don't know why she's not telling us. I did see, this is speculation, this is what I saw on the Facebook, that somebody thinks that she got the black eye from doing illegal drugs in the bathroom where there's not any cameras or production. And when she leaned down to do her little, she hit her eye on the faucet. And of course, you can't say what happened, but that doesn't explain the scratches.
That is such a horrible
accusation
theory. No, that is stupid. No. Facebook people need to chill.
I just wanted to throw that in there because I thought it was so funny because I'm like, what will Jeanette think about this?
Well, I also saw one crazy Facebook theory that they were like scissoring or something.
Yeah, I saw that too. I saw that too.
If you're like legitimately scissoring, isn't your feet by someone's face?
Yeah.
I've never scissored before because I'm pretty boring, but I feel like your feet would be near the face.
You think Jen's heel fucking bah?
Yeah, that would sound more logistically possible than the first theory. But who knows? There's scratches, too.
There's scratches. It's the scratches. But yeah, it just annoyed the shit out of me that Heather's like, this happened, but I'm still not going to tell you how and why.
Yeah, it's like a half-truth. Mm-hmm. What did you feel about Heather's black eye apology? Did you think she was sincere? Do you think she's remorseful?
Yeah, I do think that she was sincere and remorseful. I do. I think that she, when she threw production out, I don't think she really thought about... I think in her mind, it was supposed to be like, it could have been anything or anybody, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think that she purposely tried to put a target on Bravo.
Right. So,
and then when Andy, because how could you, how could, I would never want Andy mad at me.
Right.
So, and you can tell that he was upset. So, yeah, I do feel that her apology was sincere.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I think that she was just trying to throw out, like, oh, it could have been the wind. It could have been a tree branch fell. Mm-hmm. It could have been production. Like, I don't think it was malicious
and
serious when she threw that out there. I think she was just trying to cover for Jen so much and lie that she just was throwing out random stuff.
They pulled the footage, too. That weird, like, grainy footage where Jen comes to the room and they're like having a conversation. Heather's saying what's being said, and Jen was like, oh, did I give that to you? Here, you let me borrow this, you can have it back.
Yeah, like it's no big deal.
Maybe put it on your eye.
Wrap it around your head.
I think that she was sorry, but I just don't know why she's still covering for her. Give the people what they want and just tell us what happened, and then we'll drop it.
Yeah, now is the time to come out with all of it. If you're just gonna come out, finish it. Finish.
Mm-hmm. What did you think of Heather really laying it out, like all the steps that Monica took to be in the group? Because they're like, well, I think they're talking about Monica coming back possibly and why they're not going to forgive Monica. Oh, because Andy, that's what it was. He was like, okay, well, she was stalking Jen, but she's not stalking you. Like, what does it have to do with you?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, well, you have this person who reaches out to you and wants to be your assistant. They start assisting you, watching all your security footage. They're driving past your house. They're creating fake accounts online. They're talking badly about you. Then they get into the show, become friends with all of us. How could you trust somebody like that? And I'm like, how could you trust somebody like that? Do you think that when once Heather like broke it down, that it really put like just so into perspective how fucked up the whole situation and Monica was?
Heather has a valid concern for the group. She has a fear of what Monica is capable of doing. These are Monica's capabilities. This is how she spends her time. This is how she spends her energy. If she did it to one person, I wouldn't put it past her to do it to anybody else.
Right.
And it makes her untrustworthy to everyone in the group.
Yeah, and this is something that they'll never forget. Like, this is something that none of these girls will ever forget. They will remember this their whole lives. It's like you can't move past it.
I just don't think they'll ever develop a friendship or a bond with someone who's done that, what she's done, especially after Heather just went through some crazy shit with Jen.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you want to do that again? Mm-mm. No.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much all of my commentary about everybody. I feel like we left Whitney out, but I just don't have much to say about her this season. She didn't stand out to me. There's nothing really to say about her.
Yeah, I didn't really write much about Wendy either, and then I was hoping maybe you would, and then you didn't, and I was like, well, sorry.
Well, we talked about everybody but her.
Yeah, sorry, Whitney.
I wonder next season if they're gonna bring on a new character like that we haven't met or seen before, and if they do, how that's gonna affect the group of the dynamic of the group, because I feel like right now they're probably on high alert. Mm-hmm. And anybody new coming in is kind of like, Like, can we trust you?
Right. Time will tell. I think it'll make an interesting next season to see how they pick up the pieces and move on, or if they bring anyone else in, who they bring in, how they treat them, all to be determined.
Are you looking forward to another season of Salt Lake City?
Yes. Especially after all this craziness went down. I want to see what it's like, you know, when the dust is settling.
I'd be interested to see that too. I'm ready for them to come back already.
Yeah. So when they were ending the show, they played Warm and Fuzzy and Cold and Prickly. So I thought, ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. Game ding. Time. Yeah, game time.
Okay, Megan, what was your Warm and Fuzzy for the whole season?
Okay, so I feel like this is going to sound so ridiculous, but as I was writing it, it really, like, I just had a smile on my face. It really is my Warm and Fuzzy, okay?
Okay.
Meredith being so proud of her turning her own butter, and then she took her butter, wrapped up beautifully, took her butter to the restaurant, was like, can you please serve my butter on my bread?
I've never in my life heard of anyone doing that.
Why don't you butter your own bread with your own butter?
Like, I don't even think restaurants are allowed to do that. They can't take food from people's homes and serve it in the restaurant. For Meredith Marks, they will.
But that was my Warm and Fuzzy.
Yeah, that was cute.
She was so proud. Like, she was buttering it. She did it. She did the damn thing. That was my Warm and Fuzzy.
Seth is a lucky guy because she can go down on that butter for a long time. She turned that butter like for a long time.
Well, don't you know? It's because they take friendship baths. Friendship baths. What was your Warm and Fuzzy?
I don't know why I had a hard time with this, but I don't know if you remember in the very, very beginning of the season, they had a snowball fight.
Yeah.
And that was my Warm and Fuzzy because I feel like that was kind of cute and fun and they all kind of bonded and got some aggression out at the same time. And
yeah.
Who doesn't love a good old-fashioned snowball fight?
Yeah, I forgot about that. That is a Warm and Fuzzy.
I mean, is pelting frozen balls of snow Warm and Fuzzy? I don't know, but that's what I picked.
No, but can you imagine like having that aggression and you get to take it out and then you're good. You're good. Yeah, you guys get to be good. Friends.
All right, Megan, what was your Cold and Prickly?
My Cold and Prickly, I have a couple things on here.
Go for it. There was a lot.
Monica being a fucking snake.
Yeah.
Cold and Prickly also. Monica, I did feel really bad for her when they were in Bermuda and she got the call that her family doesn't want to see her.
Mm-hmm.
That was a Cold and Prickly. And Lisa's son and his mission. I don't know why it's bothering me so bad. It's got nothing to do with me. It just fucking bothers me. I'm sorry. That's all I have written down. What was your Cold and Prickly?
I wrote down the Easter brawl because it's Easter. There's children. It's supposed to be, there's family, like grandma and grandpa and kids, and it's Easter. It's like Jesus' resurrection. Like, this is supposed to be a good day with friends, family, food, celebration. And these bitches are brawling at the table. Like,
and then Monica leaves and takes her daughter with her, and her daughter's like, well, I wanted to do the Easter stuff. She's like, we're leaving. Oh my god, what about when Monica fell down the fucking stairs?
I was shook to see that.
Angie, girl, where is your rail?
You need a rail, girl.
That is dangerous.
So dangerous. Yeah. Yeah, so when they were arguing at the sound bath, at least it was in front of adults and strangers. I feel like it's a little more colder and pricklier when you're doing it in someone's home in front of their family and children.
That's very true. And Angie, like, had her family there. So it's like, this is their introduction to, like, Angie's life and friends.
Yeah. Whoopsie. I think we're done talking about The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City reunion.
This wraps up Salt Lake City. Woo-woo! Woo-woo!
Congrats to them for a pretty successfully crazy season. I looked it up and I think I read that it was the best rating season they've ever had. So congrats to them.
Congrats. Yay. Woo. You did it, Andy, and all the housewife ladies of Salt Lake City, Utah. Well, next episode, next week, we're going to be discussing a show that Jeanette and I have truly become so obsessed and invested in.
Obsessed.
We're going to be discussing Traitors.
Yes.
We're hooked. We are hooked. Next week, come back and listen to us discuss all the craziness with Traitors, who we like, who we dislike, and how we just think that this show is brilliant. Okay, bye.
Bye. Gray, say bye.